We follow the order of service contained in our hymnal, page 278 of Lutheran Service Book. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. In holy baptism, Paul Baney was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." You may be seated. We sing hymn 801, "How Great Thou Art."
Thank you.
We return to page 278 of our hymnals and continue with the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Paul and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is recorded in the 19th chapter of the book of Job. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O you, my friends, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do you, like God, pursue me? Why are you not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We speak responsibly. Psalm 121 is printed in our worship folder. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The epistle reading is recorded in the 8th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans in the New Testament. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand as we continue with the general verse on page 279 of our hymnals. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th and 14th chapters. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep,
sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there shall be one flock, one shepherd. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We continue with the common confession of our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, printed on page 279. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We sing hymn 744, Amazing Grace.
Amen.
You, the children, spouses, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, many other family members and friends of Paul Baney, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our risen, living, and returning Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's words for our comfort and for our consolation today as we mourn Paul's passing, but also celebrate his life among us and the life that he continues to have in the presence of our triune God, are those words that were given to him for a confirmation verse when he made the public confession of the Christian faith at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoffman now 80 years ago. He first heard it then in the German of his childhood. Weiß mir Herr deinen Weg, dass ich wandel in deiner Wahrheit. Erhalte mein Herz bei dem einen, dass ich deinen Namen fürchte. Or maybe as he knew them also from the King James Version, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth, unite my heart to fear thy name. Well, it has been almost 10 years since I had the privilege of serving Paul as his pastor, but for the previous 10-plus years, I was able to do so, and I certainly remember him as a gentleman of dignified demeanor who carried himself with a combination of kindness and solemnity. He was comfortable either working with his hands in a pair of overalls or talking business in a suit and tie. Paul's God-given intelligence and abilities far exceeded the limits of his formal eighth-grade education. Paul was a person who wanted to make the world around him a better place. He wanted to make this community, the village of Hoyleton, a better place. And so he served the village as a trustee and a mayor. Every so often got together with a group of guys to clean out the gazebo at the park and play some cards while they were there, I believe. He wanted to make this congregation a better place. He served on the board of trustees and long time on the cemetery committee and developed that electronic bell ringing system that we heard just a little while ago, a system that has been in use in this church building now over 40 years. And when we tried to come up with something similar at St. John's in Redbud, we were told, Paul Baney did it, it can't be replaced or reduplicated. Paul valued work and activity, and he certainly did not allow age or infirmity to be an excuse to sit around and do nothing. For Paul continued to be on the move. If not by car, then by scooter. And if not by scooter, then by lawnmower. If not by lawnmower, then cane or finally walker, and putting a few miles on the stationary bike at home. But no matter how intelligent our minds are, we are by nature spiritually dumb. That is, on our own, we do not know the Lord. And no matter how active we are or how much we might travel by whatever means, we cannot find our God ourselves. We need to be taught how our God has found us, how he has claimed us as his own, and how he has forgiven us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And that teaching takes place through God's great gift to us, his written word of the Holy Bible. It is his revelation of our salvation. Paul was blessed with Christian parents. They had him baptized as a child a few weeks after his birth, and then they taught him the Christian faith at home along with his many siblings. Paul also was blessed with a Christian congregation, and in its school and during its regular worship, he learned of God's love for him in Jesus Christ. His passage says, I will walk in thy truth. Well, once we are taught God's way, We are to walk in his truth, guided by his word of the Holy Bible. Paul had learned God's talk, and so Paul walked God's walk. He did it certainly for his own good, but he also did it as an example for his family, for his congregation, and for his community. His text goes on to say, "Unite my heart." We would say, in more modern words, "Give me an undivided heart. Keep me from having a divided loyalty where we try to live with part of ourselves given to the Lord, but then there's that other part of ourselves we would like to have still enslaved to this sinful world." But as Jesus so famously tells us, we cannot serve two masters. We are to have an undivided heart so that we might fear thy name. And to fear God's name doesn't mean that we're going to be afraid of God. Instead, it's a word of honor, respect, and reverence. It is a faith word, and the name of God is his entire revelation to us, both in his word of life and salvation, living in human flesh, his Son Jesus Christ, and his word written for us in the Holy Bible. By walking with the Lord, God blessed Paul in many ways. Blessed him with a family from home, then having Mildred as his wife, their own four children, then grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And Paul's life of faith is one that he passed on to them with each succeeding generation. That life and that faith is the eternal life that God's Son, Jesus Christ, has won for us by his own perfect life lived for us, by his innocent suffering and death on the cross, died in our place, and by his victorious resurrection from the grave, a victory he won and has given to us. Well, what way of teaching does our Lord have for us today? What one more lesson can Paul pass on to us? Well, the lesson is this, that we walk in the Lord's truth when we are present where Jesus is present for us, in his word of the Holy Bible and in the sacraments of baptism and this Lord's Supper. We walk in the Lord's truth when we are gathered as a Christian family in worship here on earth, but yet at the very same time standing at the foot of our Father's heavenly throne. And when we walk in the Lord's truth, lived for us and revealed to us in Jesus Christ, we are truly one family of faith. We are united with those of our earthly families who have gone on before us, but we are also joined to all faithful believers in Jesus. And together with his holy angels in his visible presence, we are singing our triune God's well-deserved praises. Because of our living Lord Jesus Christ, death cannot and does not take this family away from us. Instead, it simply adds us to our heavenly home. Paul did not just walk in the Lord's way and truth during his 93 years of life here on earth. His walk with the Lord is not just something that's in the past. But because of Christ's resurrection, Paul's walk continues to be a present reality. Thanks to our Savior Jesus Christ, Paul continues to walk in his way, in his truth, but he does so now in our great God's visible presence, enjoying the glory of all of his saints and angels. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may this peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in our Lord and in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with singing hymn 685, "Let Us Ever Walk with Jesus." We return to page 280 of our hymnals and continue with the prayer of the church. We stand. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give to the family of Paul and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe in and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Paul and for all the blessings you bestowed upon him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with a certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We sing our closing hymn, hymn 770, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.